Mr. Azmi doesn't want me to introduce, but just a brief introduction. A brief introduction. About 2 weeks ago, someone sent me a recording of a speech that Mr. Azmi gave to the Kollel and the Bacharim in Queens, and about potentially, I don't know what it was about. I just started listening, and I hear Mr. Azmi giving divrei chizuk and encouragement to continue to up our game in terms of our own protection and our children's protection, in terms of shmirah, and to really push towards getting flip phones. And I, Baruch Hashem, was able to get in contact with Mr. Azmi. Mr. Azmi is heavily involved in business for many years, and he has a very, very clear and strong perspective on this on this situation. And we're very, very, very happy to be able to have Mr. Azmi speak. And Bezus Hashem, you'll take chizuk and hopefully continue to grow. And I know some of the things that Mr. Azmi said before here, I've already heard. I know you guys have heard. A lot of the guys in the Beis Medrash have taken the steps on their own. And that's really, you're at the age where it's really on you, and it's going to continue to be on you. And we're hoping Bezus Hashem to guide you. So Mr. Azmi, please.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to speak, Rabbi Kleinerman. Appreciate it. Nice words from Rabbi Becker. I don't know how I ended up here, but I'll tell you a little bit of how Hashgaha takes a person places in the world. As the rabbi mentioned, he heard me speak. Where did I speak? So I was invited to speak by Rabbi, I don't know if anybody heard of Rabbi Yaakov Bender. Yaakov Bender, big Rosh Yeshiva. A lot of see that he writes articles, and they write articles on him. Famous big Rosh Yeshiva. So he invited me to come speak in his yeshiva, to the Rebbeim. And I was very impressed. I said, okay, I'll take, well, very nice. So Rabbi Bender gets up and says, he's speaking. Rebbeim and Moras, and it was a big crowd. And he said to the Moras, he said, Moras, I want you to know something. I know teaching Kriya today is not easy. I know that the children are having a hard time with their learning. But I want you to know we are very, very appreciative of everything you're doing. Everything you're doing is, we really appreciate. You're very special. And then he spoke a little bit to the Rebbeim. And then he went his way, and I went my way to speak to the Rebbeim. And I said to the Rebbeim, I said, you heard from one of the greatest of our generation today. And what he said was the truth. But I will not live with that for my children. I said, why should a child have such a hard time with Kriya? Why should a child have such a hard time with thinking? Why should a child have such a hard time with focusing? And don't think there's such a yirida in the generation that's the way it is. You got to live with it. It's not true. I'll tell you, it's not true at all. And what he said was true. But we don't have to live with that. And you boys are getting to an age that before you know it, couple years, you're going to be thinking about marriage. And therefore, you have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare yourself in this generation with loaded guns. With loaded guns. You have to fight a war. Why fight a war? I told the younger boys, this is why you have to talk to the younger boys. I says, you know what the best way to fight a battle? It's true. You have to be happy. If you're happy, fight a battle. What are you talking about? You crazy? See, Ajmi guy's crazy. Get him out of here. So no. A person has to be happy to have siyata dishmaya. A Navi wouldn't get a nevuah unless they were happy. And this is the truth. A person, how do you be happy? We just entered into Adar. We got to be happy. How do you be happy? You have to appreciate everything you have. Look what you have. You boys went through a yeshiva system. You have everything. You have parents that put you into this yeshiva. You have rebbeim. You have everything. You have your friends. It's not everybody has what you have. But don't take it for granted also. But how do you hold on to that happiness? Keep thanking Hashem. Thank Hashem for this. Thank God. That's why when I walk around, have some extra time in between things, I think. You think about how to thank Hashem. But you have to know you're in a war. My Rebbe is a Zaken. He's a Gadol b'Yisrael. He's in his 90s. His name is Rabbi Raful, Chacham Yosef Raful. He lives in Brooklyn, and that's where I live. And I'm going to read to you a couple of his words. It's nice to hear words of a Gadol. And no one, when Gedolim speak, something, I don't, if there's a few things I say, this is one thing that you should know, is something that is so important. Every generation has their Gedolim. Unfortunately, every generation have the ones that say, they're living in the past. They don't understand what's going on. Every generation. I'm guilty of it myself. When I was younger, Chaim Yosef said, no televisions. Said, what is he talking about? Television? You know what we're watching? We're watching Father. No, there was Musar on television back then. There's Sesame Street. Father Knows Best. Very, very simple, plain things. He said, no television. It's not good for you. And what happened? The people that ended up having it, disaster. People that listened to the rabbis became great. Every generation. And I personally, I have a very big business. Very big business, Baruch Hashem. I don't know if you know Champion, the brand, Champion. Okay, so that's me. You make all the Champion. So Hashem gave me a very big business. And very successful, Baruch Hashem. But Chacham Yosef spoke. I'm going to read you a couple of words he spoke, and then I'm going to tell you what happened with me. So this is what he says. Now this is a Gadol speaking. He says, we have children, we have Talmidim. Technology changes people's minds. It makes them think differently. Now listen to the way Gadol thinks. He says, when I think, I have Mesilat Yesharim, Chavos Alevavos, the Gemara to help me think. He says, today everybody has smartphones to help them think. I'm going to skip. Because you know that it's ruining homes, it's ruining children, it's ruining everybody. We have here Milchama. Milchama la Hashem ba'amalek. I've come to this conclusion because nothing else seems to work with this Nisayon. This is the Yetzer Hara of today. We need to distance ourselves from it. Smartphones and other devices are so addictive. They could only be fought, listen to this, boys, if each individual decides he can't take it. He won't go there. Yes, a person needs to learn and teach Torah, but they also need, person needs Kedushah. The past generations, they didn't have these problems that we have with this. They had other issues they did, and they fought, but this is much harder what we have. And he says, with these devices, there is no Kedusha. A person could get lost. You see how a boy could get lost. I'll skip to the end. He says, if we fight this battle with Mesirut Nefesh, it will be possible to win. This is what Hashem is waiting for. And if we do it, we'll have great bracha and siyata d'shmaya. A gadol speaks, and he says we're going to have great bracha and siyata d'shmaya. It's true. It's true. People come to me, you have to hear the story. You have to hear the story. She got pregnant right after. All these unbelievable stories. People in business, I thought it was going to, I have my own story. I thought my business was going to go kaputz. I really did. You know, my business is so quick and I'm very, very hands-on with my business. So I used to answer very quickly. Every email, quick, 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 quick. All of a sudden, Chaim Yosef speaks. So one day my daughter comes to me. And I didn't know, she's tricky. 13-year-old girl. She tells me, Daddy, if you lived in the time of Mordechai and Esther, would you have went to Ahasuerus's party? That's what she tells me. I says, what do I do? I don't look religious to you? You think I would? No, I would not have gone to Ahasuerus's party. I wouldn't have. She says, well, our Gedolim are saying you shouldn't have a smartphone. I said, okay, I got to think about it. I got to think about it. And then I said to myself, this young girl is smarter than I am. She's smarter than I am. She heard the words of Rabbi Tetiao Solomon, of Rabbi Kotlov, Rabbi Chaim Yosef Raful, Rabbi Sorotskin, Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky. Who am I fooling? Who am I fooling? So I said to myself, but I have a very big business. I give a lot of tzedakah. Maybe I'm not going to give a lot of tzedakah anymore. I said, but I can't be. I said, Hashem doesn't need me to give tzedakah. He can get many people to give tzedakah. Hashem doesn't need my money to get to run the yeshiva world. That's a ridiculous answer. The rabbis are telling me, don't do it. I can't not do it. You think that Hashem's going to not either help me or I said to myself, that's it. I'm going to try to do it. I'm going to try to do it. And Baruch Hashem, I weeded my way and wiggled my way into a way that I could do it. And Baruch Hashem, I don't have it bechlal anymore. No more iPads, no more smartphones. Now, you think, how did you do it? Very hard thing. So I have at my home, I have a computer with typing. Regular, I get emails, I answer them. Filtered computer, no touch screens. In the office, filtered computer. And I have a flip phone. Not a kosher smartphone. Not a kosher smartphone. Because kosher smartphones was the wrong message for the family. I'm telling them, and it's true, that when I speak in yeshivot, the morris come to me, the rebbe, young rebbes come to me and say, kids can't think, can't get this, can't get this. What happens? What happens? What happens is a child goes and looks at something and they see, you know, something very funny on the screen, whatever, running horses that, you know, flip over and do a dance. And then everybody's laughing at the screen. Now, oh, mommy, I want to see it. I got to see it. I got to see it. Then, you know, I always say little Moishe comes running out. Let me see it, mommy. He looks at it. All of a sudden, he sees it. But it's moving very quick. Gets the cheder the next day. Looks at the thing. Can't see it so good. What happened? And then when he gets into fifth grade and he has to start reading Gemara, if he was continuing and playing games, it gets harder and harder. And we all know that. Each one of us has our own challenges. Our job is to understand that we could become special. We're special people. We're not, go outside this building, Hashem Yishmor. The people, I don't want to say what they are. But they're not us. They're not us. We can't say that we're people, they're people. It's not the same. We're different. It's a different Bria. We have to know who we are and respect who we are. And when we respect who we are, then we say, okay, now I have to bring up a family. I'm going to have to think of how I'm going to do that. I see young boys, they get married. Their marriages don't last. Why? Because they're living in a fantasy world. They think she's got to look like this, this thing, which is not even real. They're all, so they end up getting lost. A person has to know that you're going to have your whole life in front of you. The way to become something great is to say to myself, I want to live on a high level. If you boys don't become something special, who will? Who will? Take me. Take me to another yeshiva. Take me to another yeshiva that's like this here. Doesn't exist. You are our future. And you are something that could become tremendously great. And don't think anything less of yourself. That's the Yetzer Hara. It was a boy, I told a story like this. Crazy story. One Rebbe was so frustrated. Younger than you boys, as he taught. But he says, if I had a smartphone or an iPad, I'd take the thing and I'd break it. He said, I'll break it right in front of you right now. So they're all like, what's gotten into Rebbe? There's a few boys I know went crazy and but okay, Rebbe, I mean, no, take it easy. Next day, one of those boys brings in an iPad, busted. He says, Rebbe, I realize I can't live like this anymore. I can't. I know it's bad for me. I know. So the Rebbe tells him, he says, wow. I can't believe you really did that. He says, you're very special. He says, Rebbe, I'm afraid I'm going to go back. He says, don't worry. You stay close with me, and you're going to be great. He says, Yosef HaSadiq, that's to say you did what, Yosef? You ran away from the Yetzer Hara. This boy today is a top bacha. He's top. And everybody has to know that that's like what Chaim Yosef says. You have to believe that you're going to have special siyata d'shmaya if you stay away from these devices. No matter, I don't care if it's kosher. I don't care if you're doing nothing on it. Because you know what it's doing to other people. You know what's going to be with the next step in life. You have to think, how am I going to become something more special? Don't make yourself small. Make yourself big. I remember when I was younger, it was nothing to do with technology, but something that somebody once embarrassed me once in a shul, and the guys came out and they said, you know, you could have answered him up 20 different ways. He said, I know you. You could have slugged him up and he could have put him in his place. What happened? I said, I realized to myself, I said, that's not what Hashem wants from me right now. And at the time, I'm telling you, and I'm not saying this to say it, but I had a special, Hashem helped me in my mind, in everything. Something happened to me that I became a totally different level, my everything. And you have to know that when a person makes something that's hard for them and they call themselves back and they change, you're right, maybe you think you can't do it. You're right, maybe you can't do it. But with Hashem, you could do anything. You could walk through that wall right now if Hashem is with you. And that's the way you have to think. We're a special people. You're a special person. Each one in this room here, it's up to you to make yourself into something special. Sometimes people ask me, this is a very important question. See if the rabbi thinks it's an important question. If you know how bad smartphones are, right? We know. True. We know how bad they are. And I know how bad it is, right? I go from school to school. I see yeshiva. I see how boys get thrown off. Some boys, lo aleinu, gone. Girls too, don't think. Girls also. If they're so bad, why do so many good people have it? Why do so many people have it? Many mothers could have it. Many parents have it. Many rebbeim might have it. I don't know. Why? Good question, no? Pretty decent question. Good question. The answer is they don't realize how bad it is for children. They don't. You know You know how bad it is. A person's brain is developing until they're like young 20s. That's the fact. It's not the, that's the Messias. And these things are not healthy for you. Yes, a person that gets older, you see sometimes people, very, very special people, yes, they get addicted to it. That's true. A person could get addicted to it. But their mind is somewhat developed. Yes, it shouldn't be. And I believe anybody that has one that really did know how bad it is for children, they wouldn't have it. When we were younger, I don't know if you'll remember, this is where it was. My parents used to smoke. Even mothers, women used to smoke cigarettes. Crazy thing. See ladies smoking cigarettes. Today you'd say you're crazy, you're out of your mind. But that's the way it was. You ask your parents, they'll tell you that if they remember. I don't know if they're old enough to remember. But then all of a sudden, the Surgeon General came out with a statement, and you have to mark it on the cigarettes, that cigarettes are very dangerous. They kill people. They cause cancer. Terrible. And then all of a sudden, people are thinking, also the younger generation is saying, these things stink. Secondhand smoke, all kinds of different things. Today, people are smoking. We're idiots. But this is what's going on. Now, we could laugh about it. We could laugh about it. But soft, this is what was going on. Killing people, and still people were doing it. You remember what I say. Later on, your children are going to say, you had a smartphone? Or mommy had a smartphone? Or grandma had a smartphone? Did they know how dangerous it was? And it's really pashut. Back then, people, you know, it said, don't smoking, it's terrible. People, they're smoking, and we're looking at it. It stinks. Daddy, mommy, it stinks. Get rid of it already. Okay. They didn't realize. Today you realize. But I'm telling you, boys, it's more important than that. This is more important than that. Because this is the sake of Olam Haba. This is the sake of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And we have our futures ahead of us. There was a younger boy who asked me, he says, okay, Mr. Ajmi. Well, actually, he asked his Rebbe, and the Rebbe came back. His name is Rabbi Elephant. He says, we understand how bad it is. We get it. We're not foolish. The guys here get it. But what's wrong with once in a while playing a game? What's wrong with that? What's the big deal? I said, truth. He's got a good question. The problem is, I told them, is these people that make these games, they make them addictive. They make them addictive. And because they make them addictive, a person starts, and then they're 5 minutes, I'm only going to pay for a couple of minutes, and then all of a sudden, boom, 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 and then the next thing, they're on these sites and gambling, and who knows what they're doing. And it goes. It go, and because they're curious. No breaks. You just go up here, there, where, it takes you wherever you want to go in the world. You could get lost and get gone and then done. I'll see you. It's not for us. It's not for Jewish people, b'chlal. And that's why I say even the ones that they say kosher, okay, could be it's kosher, but it's not kosher. It's kosher because maybe it'll protect you from going to terrible things. But the way to become special and to show the next generation, we are in this room, what's going to be? You're going to be the next ones. You have this, you're setting the path. Rabbi Mattathiah Salomon says, a person that has a flip phone, this is he said it a few years ago, says a person that has a flip phone is making a Kiddush Hashem. Now, you could go through Yom Kippur, and if a person has Chilul Hashem, which I know I have many things I did in my life, that Chilul Hashem, I don't know what I did. I'm sure I did many things. But guess what? I just took out my flip phone. I like this to all of you. So I made a Kiddush Hashem. Then I made a Kiddush Hashem. Yom Kippur won't help me, but this just helped me. And you have to think like that. You have to think like that. We have to care about each one. Care about our friends. Care about ourselves. Care about what's going to be in the next, what we're going to do. Set ourselves up. Pesach is coming. We prepare. I heard from a great Rav. He says, preparation and things in life is more than actually doing them. When you go for buy etirog and lulav, you go, you look, you want to get the best. You look, it's not easy. You prepare. Pesach, you see how hard the mothers work. They're preparing, right? Everything is preparation. This is no different. We're in a war. This is milchama la Hashem ba'amalek. We have to know that to become something and to have that special bracha and siyata d'shmaya is we follow our gedolim. Our gedolim are telling us, don't have it. Don't have it. Yes, maybe some other people have it. For us, we don't have to follow. We know what's going to get us to the right path. And you'll see. You change, you're going to see other people around you are going to change. It's going to happen because that's what's happening. It's a way of right now, people are realizing, like the rabbi said, we cannot afford to see any more families getting broken or children falling. And if you have younger children in your house, talk to them. Don't do this. Don't play with these games. Not good for you. Mommy, don't bring this stuff into the house. Don't let them touch that. Care about your family. Care about your sisters. Care about your brothers. Know that it's up to you. Each one of you are going to be the ones for Klal Yisrael that's going to take us to the next level and that's going to bring back the Torah, the crown that we deserve. It will be through you, boys, each one of you. Understand who you are, how great you are, how special you are, and that the simcha, the inner simcha of being happy with what you have will help you fight the battle. And when you do it, you're going to be even gladder. And when you fight it and you're successful, you must leave. I can't be any happier than this. I did this. I'm the happiest person in the world. My mind's clearer. I could focus better. I could do a lot of things better. And I know one thing for sure, that I had the bracha and siyata d'shmaya that the gedolim promised. And you're going to get it too, b'zat Hashem. Thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity. Question. Good. That's an important question. So a kosher smartphone, like I said, it could be, and I say this always, it could be for the person themselves, even though I don't believe it's true, that they could be careful, only have a phone call and conversation with it, and use a drop, not to waste so much time on it. But those things are also as addictive, you know, get it to be addictive. And the other thing is that, like I talked to you, your older group, eventually, when you want to set the example from children and whatever, it's going to be the right thing for your friends. But we don't go there. We don't go there. In my home, if you ask any of the kids, whether they're 15, 18, or little or young, they know we don't go there. So therefore, if it's any of these devices, let's say even kosher, the screen keeps changing. It's not healthy. It's not good. Kid sees that screen. So then they're on to the next thing. They're on to the next thing and then to the game. What's wrong with the kosher game? There's nothing wrong with the kosher game. Okay, changing. And then that's it. It's addictive and it's not good. So it's not healthy. It's not healthy. And that's really the answer to your question. You want to become something special? Stick with the basics. This is a phone. You get used to it. If you get used to it, you'll become, you don't realize your potential and the siyata d'shmaya that you're going to have. Any other questions?
Is it beneficial to have a cell phone as like your main phone and then have like another one just using off Wi-Fi, feel like a business or
so that's things? So that's a very important question. So look, I think that yes, a person should have this as their phone. Now, if you have the other device, you have to know that it's not the thing that you want to have around. And I personally don't recommend it. I'd rather see everybody have a computer without this. Once you start doing that, then it just it sets you back. And you have to try to get used to things that are gonna, you know, help you get to your goals, but not throw you off and throw other people off. So the best setup is to have a typing computer for anything that you're gonna need, and then also this. That's my recommendation to you to you know, that really is the best setup. Yes, it's hard, very hard. Yes, you're gonna be missing a few things. True. WhatsApp, my brothers and sisters, the first 6 months I had no WhatsApp, they thought they wanted to shoot me because I wasn't answering anything like that. I didn't get the invitation. I'm different. And then now they start saying, you know what? I think I want to change to be like you. I see what happens to certain people. Certain people get hurt on these type of things. And, you know, we don't need it. And once your friends and become, they see, oh, he did it. I could do it too.
You say that it's okay to not have, it's okay to bring a phone not in the house, or you're saying that you should always have this set up everywhere. You should never have a smartphone, any type.
The Duke.
You can't leave your smartphone filtered, blocked, whatever, at work. Only you're touching it at work. You're not doing anything with it. Your kids don't even know you have one.
Right. All right. So look, so there are some people in the business world that they say they need it. Okay, don't bring it home. Keep it in your office and make sure it's very filtered and whatever. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, if a person has to have it, and I don't know if he meant it for work or not. I'll give you that benefit of the doubt. I think he meant it for sick, you know, people that have medical issues and things like that. But he says, if a person has to use that type of a device, he says it has to be beheder hadarim. It has to be behind closed doors. If you want to say in offices, maybe behind closed doors or whatever, something like that, and that they're using it privately, then maybe that is a solution. But certainly not at home. You're right. Very good. Yes?
Is it mostly for yourself or for other people not to see?
Yes. Well, you tell me the answer.
But it sounds many of the reasons for other people.
That's correct. But Klal Yisrael is, we all care about every little one. That's what makes people great. And you'll see that when you care about the next person, Hashem's going to bless you, that you're going to have children and give you the bracha that you cared about my children, I'm going to care about your children, Hashem's going to give you. That's the way it works. You have to think about otherwise. You have to think about everybody or your friends here. You can't just say, I know I'm okay. Yeah, true, I'm okay. Some people say, one young boy said, I get olives anyway. So what if I have a smartphone? Okay, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, I'm sure he would have gotten olives. Hashem gave him a good brain. But Rabbi Moshe Feinstein needed to become Rabbi Moshe Feinstein because, and if he had a smartphone, I don't think he would have been that. So you have to know your potential. Don't think that. You still will gain from it. You still will gain a lot from it. But more so, you have to think also about helping other people by not having.
Can you argue that the difference between a computer, that's not a computer, and a smartphone, which is a movable computer, is a accessibility? Meaning that a computer you can't have as accessible to you as a mobile smartphone, and B, that a smartphone is more addictive as opposed to a computer because they're making software is mostly geared towards mobile smartphones as opposed to computers. So because you could still argue that a computer is as addictive as a smartphone, just a lot less so.
Less easy to be part. Yeah, it's true. It's true. The thing though that you're saying because like an iPad and things like that, or are you saying more a computer?
Yeah.
So the iPad, yeah, and a lot of people fall from the iPads too, is another reason why. Addictive, and they fall from it. So really, it's not a healthy thing to use. It's really not a healthy thing to use. Yes, it's probably a drop better because it's less accessible. But on the other hand, it's just maybe is more dangerous. I've seen many boys fall more from the iPads. So really the best setup is, like I was saying before, is if you could get used to it, try your best to have a computer, a typing computer, like one of those Chromebooks. And look, it's going to be a battle. I'm not telling you it's easy. I felt like I was buzzing all over the place when I was. I went through withdrawals. Took me 2 months, but I did it. Yes.
What do people in the business world think about this?
They love it. They can't. You don't know how many people they come to me and they say, I wish I could be like. You don't have to wish anything. You want it, you try it, and it'll be there for you. Don't think that you can't do it. I thought I couldn't do it. But like I said to you, with Hashem's and the bracha of the Gedolim, you will be able to do it, and you'll be greater in business than anybody. I always took the better. In business, no one thing. If you want to be much, if you're going to be business, I hope you could become Gedolim, but there's going to be many boys that are businessmen. In business, you want to be matzliach, you do things al pi halacha. You learn halachot, you understand, and you do things the right way, and you'll be matzliach, guaranteed. Most people think, you know, I have to be in business. That's not true at all. I've seen it in my life that I had very hard decisions to make, and I always went to a Rav and made the right, you know, got the right advice. This is just another proof that Hashem runs the world. Hashem runs the world. And if you do the right thing, you're gonna have the bracha. Yes.
Why do people mean so much better?
Because the devices that go that you're doing with the fast, with the touch becomes very addictive. And also a person could go to more problematic. It's just slower, it doesn't throw you into different. I'm not saying that one of these Chromebooks you can't get into trouble with it either. You can. You have it filtered, but that is a much safer, healthier way. And again, when people see children in your home and the thing like that, people see it, they'll say, "Wow." People understand. They understand. My daughter used to walk around with a flip phone. So they asked her, and she was like one of the, you know, she felt she was one of the sharp ones, always well-dressed, very, very, you know, very popular. So she says, my friends, they look at me, she says, they look at me, I'm embarrassed. This was 2 years ago. She says, today, Daddy, maybe about 8 months or a year ago, today, Daddy, my friends, anybody that has a smartphone's embarrassed. Now, this is in New York, Brooklyn. It's going to happen here. You mark my words, but it's going to be because of you guys. It's going to be, and it's going to happen. It rolls. It's a rolling thing. Because everybody wants to be like the Yeshiva Young Elite. Everybody wants to be like you. You are the leaders. You are the ones. You're the Hashuvim of what we have. So you show the right direction, and you show. We don't go there. We had enough damages. We had enough problems. And I promise you, and it's not my words, that these brachas of the Gedolim are going to come to you. It's not a joke. I could write, I was saying over to the Rebbeim, I could write a book. I could write a sefer on all these stories that people come to me. You can't imagine when I change my phone. You can't imagine. I said, I can imagine. It's not a chiddush anymore, because that's what the Gedolim said. It's going to be. You're going to have siyata d'shmaya. It's not a joke when they say something. Yes. That was his question. The question is like this. you're walking around and you have nice, beautiful phone. Could be one of those yellow phones, let's say, whatever they call it, whatever it is, it's a kosher one. Or what is it, Samuel's phone?
Yeah.
Samuel phone. So you have a Samuel phone, gewaldic, beautiful. It's not good. Why is it not good? The point is like this. A, you're going to want the apps. You're going to want the apps. And even if you don't want the apps, you say, you know what, I just want a telephone. By having that type of phone, you're losing the benefit of what the Gedolim are saying. Because you are going to walk around and people say, I want to be like you. I want to be like him. What's your name? Nathanael. I want to be like Nathanael. Sharp guy. I want to be like him. He's a great guy. I want him to be my buddy. And if you have this, I want to have this. And that's the way it really goes in life. And when that happens, you're going to have...
Because
a lot of children are falling because they don't see the difference. I'm going to read you where it's a very important thing. I'm going to read something Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky wrote. Because it's an important question and you have to really get it clear. See if I can find it. Yeah, this is the words of Rav Shmuel. He says, the possession of a smartphone is something that misleads innocent Talmidim and Talmidos, meaning, let's say, you have a little sister or brother, let's say, or nephew or you know, cousins, who cannot distinguish the difference between one smartphone and another. They don't know. They see you have one, he has a yellow one, the next one's gonna be brown, the next one's gonna be black. They're smartphones. What does this do? It introduces an air of permissibility into their hearts, which are struggling. They're struggling. They're coming into this. They're struggling with the test of our generation. It's obvious that we are obligated to demonstrate for the next generation what the true image of a Ben Torah is. Everyone in this room is a Ben Torah. What's the true image, he's saying? And how do we deal with these matters? This is the way. This is the same. They don't know the difference. You could say, it's kosher, it's filtered, it's gewaldic, it's very nice. But the end of the day is everybody needs to see that we're different. We're different. Yes, I could walk around probably.
Every Samuel phone is
different. What Rav Shmuel said is, people don't understand the difference. You understand the difference. Maybe a couple of guys here understand the difference. But in the end, what's the difference of walking around with that and to a child, or walking around with what the mother walks around with, a black one, and this one has there's going to be a blue one and a green one? It's not, if you don't have anything on it, then this is the way to go. If you say, I want those things on it, that's a different story. So then you're being honest.
I'm saying, if you're going to a little bit of an extreme, you can also say, like, oh, what's the difference between having this screen and that screen?
No,
listen. You have a screen, you can get whatever you want.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But you also, the main point, another very important point is the screen keeps changing, and it's not healthy for kids. So once they start with these type of things, and it's with that, with these apps and things like that, it's not healthy for them. So kids from fifth grade, fourth grade, sixth grade, I want to have what you have. I want to have what you have. And therefore, you can't live... Say, oh, I got to take care of myself. Hashem is watching you. Your mesiras nefesh is going to be taken into consideration. Don't think not. Now don't think that for 1 second. You're going to get tremendous, tremendous reward. I'm telling you. I know because when I was younger, certain things I did that I saw in my life, Hashem said, I'm going to make, he made me something. He made me something very special. You, everyone in this room has an opportunity. Don't lose that. I would say that in history, there's two sides. Be on the right side of history. Be on the right side of history. The Gedolim are saying, have one of these phones. Gilad said, don't go to the party. There was Korach, there was Moshe. Every generation, there was this side of history and that. Be on the right side of history. No? Go ahead.
You were saying earlier about touch screen meaning the iPhone, the iPad. There's nothing inherently wrong with touch screen, right? Like the touch screen flip phone, like the flip phone.
Yeah, so something like that is not, yeah. That's something like that. Only with devices that could take you to the wrong places is really... But the thing is like this, like I said, with iPads and things like that, you can't tell the difference. With this, a kid doesn't... it's not going to make a difference.
Laptop.
Huh?
A touchscreen laptop.
I prefer to say to get laptops that type. That's going to be much better in the long run for you and for Klal Yisrael. That's the right way to go. If a person can't handle it and they need to do, you know, to have the other one. Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. Yeah.
So the touch screen flip phone will allow apps on it, like Waze and other such?
Yeah, this one has Waze. This is a touch screen and it has Waze on it. Very normal, regular Waze, and it has texting, whatever. I don't know if you need texting, maybe better without texting, but I need it for my business.
Is that a Samuel's phone in disguise?
No. No. By the way, Samuel's is Sadiq. He told me, he says, I don't disagree with what you're saying. Samuel himself.
Why is it different?
What?
Would it be better to have a non-touchscreen dumb phone?
Would it be better to have what?
A non-touchscreen dumb phone.
Would it be better? Could be. Could be. If they're talking about making it. The reason why I got it is because I don't need filter on this phone. And when if they have something without touchscreen, if they had something...
A regular dumb phone, no touchscreen. Is that better?
That's square?
A flip phone.
Flip phone.
No touch,
for sure
no
it's better. Yeah. For sure it's better. 100% is better, and it's better to have no texting. That's, you want to say what a bachur should try to do? That's what a bachur should try to do. They don't need texting. Texting is a bad thing. It's not a good thing. Yes?
What are good, age limits for your kind of stuff that they
So listen, if a person has trying to slowly get to the stop, you have to talk to your Rav. Talk to your Rav. How do I get there? Take steps that you could get there. You know what I'm saying? Am I?
We're good.
Yes. We have to. I don't even know what this. Do I have another?
No.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
For now.
Okay.
Until you check your emails.
Until I check my emails. Okay. All right, boys. You should have a lot of siyata d'shmaya and bracha. Tremendous, tremendous hatzlacha and aliyat.